How's it going, guys? This is Clayton Paulskill. This is our first episode of this new podcast forum that we're going to be starting, where we talk a little bit about our journey and our experiences as we get this new business venture up and running. And just to tell you a little bit about it, the super basic facts about it is it's going to be sort of like a gap year business where we help people get out into the world, but instead of, you know, a normal vacation where they're going to be doing lots of touristy stuff or where they get their hand held on a normal gap year, they're going to be out in these places, in these cultures, and they're going to have their fucking mind blown. So I am here with, you know, my other business partner, my best friend, Jack McDonald. He was the one that kind of came to me and said, you know, I think this is a good idea. We had a gap year ourselves when we were 18, went down to South America, and I said, yeah, it's a fucking awesome idea. It's great. So I don't know, Jack, if you want to talk a little bit about where the idea came to you and what you're excited about and that kind of stuff, that'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, well, I guess our audience doesn't know this, but Clayton and I just got back from a week-ish long trip to Argentina, to the great city of Buenos Aires for my brother's wedding, and we just had an incredible time. Like Clayton said, we had our fucking minds blown. It was great. I mean, it was just great. Came back home feeling so refreshed, but before I returned home, just on the plane back, you know, I think both of us have thought about entrepreneurship for a while and how, you know, entrepreneurship can be a path to freedom, to autonomy, despite the ridiculously hard work that it inevitably takes. It allows you to craft your life in the way you want it to be. It's beautiful. It's truly beautiful. And, you know, we've thought of lots of different other ideas, and we've thought of ideas on our own. And I was just on the plane, and I was thinking about just how awesome that trip was. And I was like, we should do something centered around something we absolutely love to do. And what do we love to do? We love to travel. And what more than travel do we love to do is travel in a unique way. You know, travel to places that not everyone has seen. Travel in a way that allows you to learn from your travel, where you're not just going to Vegas, blowing $2,000 and buying strippers and going boozing every night. Yeah, there might be some of that, maybe. Mom, hope you're not listening. But what we did on our gap year was really much different than that. I mean, we were living on volunteer organizations in a Caribbean island where the Spanish traditionally housed their slaves, as the city of Cartagena across the water and on the mainland was flourishing, and these people who lived there watched the city flourish as they were treated like shit. And we lived on that island, and we got to work with the people who are ancestors of those slaves, who, you know, just those inequalities still exist. And, you know, that was our vacation, is living on that island, working with those kids, teaching them English, teaching them to surf, and trying to bring them up to not bring them up to you know, just try and help right the ship. You know, there's only so much you can do. It's just a volunteer. You're not going to save the world. But yeah, I think we learned a lot about life. And we still got to take boats back to the mainland and go out and party like people do on vacations. Like your traditional vacation,
I think that's an important thing for people, is that they think when you do stuff like this, when you're volunteering places, you can't have fun, right? All your time is spent at the volunteer organization. No, me and you have had plenty of nights where, yeah, maybe during the day we're volunteering and it's hard work. It's fun. It's great. And it has a lot of impact. But, you know, there's also plenty of time for you to go out and have a good time, go to bars, go out to restaurants. And I think that that's something that gets lost in the shuffle quite a bit.
And I mean, I'd like to harp on the experience more too, but just as a quick but important aside, is it's way cheaper to travel like that because you're living. You're truly living in these places. You're not paying $200 a night for a hotel, and then you still have to pay for food on top of that. You're paying, I mean, one organization that comes to mind, also in Colombia, which we worked at, was $600 for 1 month, including a roof over our heads and three meals a day. And we got to work with fellow volunteers from Denmark, Germany, Colombia, and we got to get to know what those people's lives were like, which was awesome. They were all 20-somethings around our age, but, you know, there are also volunteers that were well into their 50s and 60s, and 30 and 40-year-olds. Hopefully, you know, maybe this podcast will inspire you guys as well. It's time to take a sabbatical, but, yeah, there's people from everywhere, and then on top of that, you're living on this Caribbean island in Colombia, and you're fully ingrained in the community because you're teaching these people's kids and they care and it means a lot to them. And so you're treated as such. You're treated with respect and people want to bring you in. I mean, how many times have you been on a vacation and someone who lives there, they call you from across the road and they invite you into their house and feed you? I mean, I'd venture to guess not the majority of people have experienced that. And that's just something you get. I mean, if you have experienced that, I'm sure it was a close-knit community. And I think being on a trip like this almost guarantees you'll have just deep cultural interaction, like real meaningful connections made with people. You're not just there to spend money and leave. You're there to learn what someone else's life is like. And that's not to say that it's all learning. It's a lot of fun too. I mean, I remember on the island of Tierra Bamba, which Clayton and I were on in Colombia, this island in the Caribbean we keep mentioning, and, you know, the island's pretty impoverished, and most tourists can't leave the resort areas, but if you're working for this org that we were, if you're with the kids, they know that you're there to help, and so you essentially get access to the island like a local. And I remember there's all these beautiful tourist beaches on the islands, like at the resorts, that are kind of locked away from the realities of the island. But I remember one time Clayton and I were hanging out with the kids, and they said they had this rugby ball. It's a group of like 10 kids. They're like, come on, like we're taking you to the beach. Called Playa Linda, I think. And they took us down like this treacherous road. We hiked maybe for like 30 minutes. Do you remember this?
Mm-mm.
The beach? Okay.
Well, I remember going to the beach with some kids, but I don't remember them having a rugby. I don't remember the rugby ball.
Yeah, well, you got fuzz on your chin, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry for exposing you to the world.
Go ahead.
I got shit on my face, too, though. I look like shit.
It's true.
Yeah. We went to the most beautiful beach I've ever seen in my entire life. There's no one on it. The most incredible sunset. And we're just like playing rugby with these kids. We're splashing in the water. I'm decking kids. Clayton's scoring fat touchdowns.
As we do.
And yeah, and it was just, and we learned later, like, if you were to just go to Cartagena, take a boat over to the island of Tierra Bamba and try and reach that beach, they said you'd be robbed. But just the fact we were with the kids kind of like told everyone we were cool, like we were there to lift up the Ute. And so we got to see this beautiful, beautiful area of the world that we never would have been able to see otherwise. And we didn't have to pay for it. It was just pure, beautiful cultural immersion at its finest. And so, yeah, my extremely long story short, that's what we love. And we thought, what if we start a company where we help people do what we love? Also, you know, we got to be selfish too. Also, to enable us to do more of what we love, to find more of these organizations, to travel with this in mind, to volunteer for a month in Bolivia and live in the outskirts of La Paz and work at an orphanage and a zoo and a middle school, and then also get to live in La Paz and take gondolas throughout the highest capital city on planet Earth and watch the Andes at 20,000 feet high look majestic as hell. It's just, there's nothing better than it. And so we want to enable you, and we want to continue doing what we love. And that's really how it came about.
Yeah.
I guess, in your mind, what made you want to do it with me? Like,
well, one, you're my best friend. And I love you. But more than that,
the viewers can't see him tearing up.
More than that, yeah, I know a lot of the same stuff as you, right? I mean, the one thing I took away from your stuff right there is cultural overload, which overload can have a bad connotation, but I think it's a good thing in the sense that you're just never going to experience this stuff any other way of traveling. You're going to meet so many people you wouldn't have met. You're going to try things you would have never tried, and you're going to be better for it, right? And I think me and you talk about it all the time, that experience that we had in South America. It might be corny or cheesy, but it made us better people. And I want other people to experience that. And I think other people want to experience that. They just don't have a good way of doing it. And so I want us to be able to provide that for them or for you, the listener. And you also mentioned that you love doing it, and I do too. And I think, why not work on something you love? Because, you know, that's where you're probably going to find the most success, because you actually care about it. So I think all those things added up, it just creates almost a perfect, a perfect storm for us to maybe create something great here. So we're going to use this podcast to just, you know, kind of talk about our journey, our story. And hopefully if we, you know, this is episode one, so we have no listeners right now, but hopefully as we get going here, we'll start to gain some listeners, and hopefully we can inspire some other people out there to, you know, travel with us to these different places and
give us some money. Yeah. We're asking for your money. It's obvious. Let's cut to the chase, Clayton. We need you to give us money, otherwise we can't do it.
In exchange for experiences, of course. But yes, these projects definitely do cost money, but it is well worth it. Believe me. We're not greedy capitalists or anything.
Yeah, no, I hate capitalism. I hope I don't make a dime from this.
Yeah, right.
But at the same time, I do think our value prop, which we need to work on a little bit more, is a good one. I think you see how expensive some of these gap year experiences are. It's like the same as going to a super expensive private school for a semester or...
Like a ticket to the Super Bowl.
Going to college. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's like, no way could I do that. And that's another thing. We want people to realize that they can do that and that they're spending more money on weekend trips throughout the United States than they would in a month in Colombia. I mean,
Colombia is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many other places too.
I feel like obviously there's so many places to go, and Clayton and I are going to try and work hard, and we want to only recommend places that we've been personally. You know, right now we've got some few but pretty good orgs, the ones that we've been to personally, but once we get up and running, we want to start taking some scouting trips where, you know, we're actually going to go live and work in these new places for a month or 3 months, and we're going to find out what it would be like to be you, the listener, someone who entrusts us to recommend where they should go, and with such a transformative trip. So we want to make sure that we're only recommending the best. We think we have the best right now. Actually, we know we have the best, but we know there's awesome places out there that are yet to be discovered. One of them that I really am interested in, hopefully, maybe we can even send this episode to these people and tell them we've been talking about them and see, maybe we could get them on the podcast. Maybe that's something we could do. Have other orgs come on here and talk about what they do, you know, because I think we want to, while we are greedy capitalists at heart, I think we're soulless people, but what we want to do...
That's not true. Don't listen to that.
What we
want to
do is also, like, through making a living for ourselves, obviously, we want to be promoting these places that are doing incredible work. I mean,
for sure.
In Tierra Bomba, I guess I won't use names because we haven't asked for permission from the org to be sure it'd be fine. But one of these days you'll get the name and all that. But the place I was talking about, these kids are... they're incentivized to go to school, to English classes and, you know, other entrepreneurial classes, personal finance classes that are put on by the org and the volunteers. If they go to those classes, they get to go surfing. And they go to the classes because they love to surf, and they've become damn good at surfing. Some of the kids out there have become world champions, and it's just cool to see that these orgs are really doing great stuff. And yeah, I don't want to be the guy who's saying like, oh, you're gonna change the world by going out there. I think in volunteering, you're not. I think I had that realization when I was out there. You almost feel like you're powerless. But the real catalyst of change are these orgs, the ones that are on the ground there 24/7. Those guys are really truly changing the world. And you know, even if you went to one of these places, you felt like you did nothing, just the fact you paid them money to go stay there helps a lot. So you are part of a positive change, and I think that's pretty cool.
Definitely. And like Jack said, as these podcasts progress, my guess is we're going to start making episodes where if we don't get someone like a spokesperson from each volunteer organization, we'll at least give a rundown on them. We'll give a rundown on the city or maybe the country, and it'll progress from there. But it's obviously we want to definitely promote them as much as we can. Is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
Yeah, I mean, I realized I was about to say one of the organizations that it excites me most that we could potentially add. Like, we still have to go there, live there, be able to vouch for them. I mean, maybe some places we might go, they might not be up to par. But one of them that I really want to try out is a Gaucho Cowboy Ranch, horse ranch in Patagonian Chile. And that's a mouthful, but going to Patagonia, working with an org that works with horses. I think they run some tourist stuff there, and I just think that one would be really cool. I hope one day we can go down there. And I know there were some orgs in the past we looked at in Costa Rica where you're saving baby turtles in the rainforest. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that one...
be fucking sick.
...doesn't tug on your heartstrings if it's not already, but... yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in the works, and I mean, but we already have the ability to send people to Guatemala, the Guatemalan highlands, trek through the land of volcanoes, and just, I mean, Guatemala might be greener than Ireland. I mean, that place is green. Very. It is beautiful.
And mountainous.
Mountainous, and yeah, living with the... homestay family there, getting some Spanish lessons you can trade in for university credit. I mean, we've got some good stuff, so we're excited, and we're excited to do this podcast, and we're excited to show people what we love. I mean, this is literally what we love, and yeah, I'm just
excited to get going.
Yeah, you can't describe it.
Yeah, so you heard it here, folks. You stay tuned, and here soon we're going to be saving baby turtles and having some cowboy opportunities for you. So it'll be it'll be a good time. So like I said, we'll be using this to document kind of our journey and the different programs we have available. But here's to the first episode.
First episode.
You guys have a good one.